verse 1 of chapter 1. Matter of fact, we're going to read the whole chapter. Amen. I remember years ago, I remember hearing Brother Collins say, if you ain't got much to say, read a lot of scripture. I've never forgot that. Amen. So, we'll see. Ruth, chapter 1. Now, it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, and there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelled there about 10 years. Mahlon, Chilion died also, both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Therefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return into the land of Judah. Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me, and the Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. They said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that ye may they may be your husbands? Turn again, my daughters, and go your way, for I am too old to have an husband. And if I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they were grown? Would ye stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. They lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her, and she said, behold, my sister, and thy sister-in-law is gone back into her people and to her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee, for whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge, and thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God, and where thou diest will I die, and there will I be buried, and the Lord do so to me, and more also if aught but death part thee and me. And when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. And so they too went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. I know that's a lot of scripture reading tonight, but that'll help some of you folks that hadn't read anything today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody ought to read your Bible every day. Amen. I want to read to you from this, preach to you from this scripture setting tonight. Amen. I want to talk to you on a very simple thought. What do you do whenever you have a crop failure? Hello. What do you do when you have a crop failure? Amen. The Bible said, and it came to pass in the days, amen, that exact wording is used five times in Scripture. And each time that it's used, it denotes that there is a impending trouble that's about to come. But in each of the five cases, amen, it's followed by deliverance and a great happy ending. I'm glad that this story had a good ending. Amen. Amen. When you read verses of Scripture like these tonight, I want us to first of all understand that the children of Israel had been under Moabite servitude 18 years in their history. Amen. They had been under their authority and thumb for 18 years at different points in time in the years of the judges. Amen. Most all of you Bible readers know that the name Bethlehem means the house of bread. Judah means praise. Amen. And Elimelech means my God is king. And Naomi means my pleasant one. And we're not going to preach from word meanings tonight, but I just wanted to share that with you because we're going to talk about it in just a few minutes. Amen. When I read scriptures like these, that sometimes I don't always understand what God's doing. Neither do I always understand what He's got in mind. Amen. We don't always understand what God allows to be done. Tragedies of life sometimes comes to families that we have no idea why it came to that family. Hello. Amen. And when I read words like is in our first verse here, and it came to pass in the days of the judges that there was a famine in the land. Amen. A famine in the land of Bethlehem, Judah. A famine in the land of the house of bread. Hello. When I read words like that and I understand that those words come from God and has become a part of the Word of God. Come on here. Amen. And when they tell us of what God has allowed to happen a long time ago, amen, I'm brought to realize, praise God, that there is a deeper truth and perhaps an undiscovered, come on here, amen, that God sometimes has a larger plan that He wants to work out in our lives. We don't always know what God's doing right here and now. There's been things that's happened in my life, amen, that when it happened, I have no idea what was happening or why it was happening. Come on here. Amen. Sometimes 5 or 10 years down the road, I could look back and I could say, well, I see the hand of the Lord was moving there. Somebody say amen. I was preaching revival for Brother Collins many years ago, 21, 22 years ago. When he is in Kansas City, my brother called me on the telephone from Virginia. Amen. While he is in revival church. Amen. And he said, Lindsay, he said, I hate to have to tell you and call you. And I figured right then something bad had happened. And he said, or tornado come through here and blowed your house away. Amen. Right in the middle of a revival. Why things happen sometimes we don't always know at the time. Sometimes we never know why.
Amen. We just have to trust God. Some things you just have to leave with the Lord. Amen. You wrestle with some things and situations that, amen, and trials that come in your life, and you wrestle with it and wrestle with it and wrestle with it, and the devil will torment you over it until you lose faith in God. Woo! Sometimes you just have to leave with the Lord. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Amen. I really believe that sometime God, amen, brings. Did you know that the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord? Amen. Help me here. Somebody said that's a wonderful scripture, but quote that to yourself whenever you're in a crisis in your life and try to figure it out. But sometime God allows some things to happen, amen, to get us to understand everything in life is very temporary. There is only one thing that is steadfast and sure, and that's God. Amen. And He's the only one that we can put our faith in. Amen. In God we trust. Woo! I'm feeling better. Amen. The Bible said that there was a famine in the land. Amen. I could say tonight, amen, in another context, that there's always a famine in the land. May not be a famine, amen, of bread and water. Come on here. Amen. The fact of the matter is that's the least of all famines. Amen. But sometimes there's a famine for hearing the word of the Lord. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Oh, sometimes there's a famine of the heart. Amen. Inside of you is empty and void and hungry. Come on here. Sometimes there's a famine, amen, of love. Amen. Help me here. Seem like you can't find too much of it. Amen. At some points in your life, and amen, it's everybody. Amen. You kill my dog, I'll kill your cat. You cut my throat, I'll kick you on the shin. Amen. Come on here. It's dog-eat-dog society. Sometimes there's a famine of love in the land. Sometimes there's a famine of trust. You don't know who to trust. Amen. Come on here. I tell you what, you better be careful who you tell some things to. Help me, Lord. I'm in trouble here. Sometimes there's a famine of sympathy and caring for one another. Sometimes there's a, amen, a famine of longing for help and not finding it, and hoping and praying for sympathy and care and somebody to help come along and bear your load with you. Amen. But it seems like in spite of everything that happens and comes along, amen, there's something dying inside and you can't figure out how to get it stopped, and there's a famine in your life. I want to tell you, friend of mine, tonight, there are times in your life you will experience famine. Amen. Amen. Sometimes folks go to church and they could care less whether they are there or not. Really? Amen. You do everything you know how to do. Amen. To get some folks involved in church worship. Amen. You sing a slow song, they sit there and look at you like a dying calf in a hailstorm. Amen. You try to come on here. Amen. You crank up the tempo and they still stand there and look around. Amen. And gaze like a gosling lost in the rain. Come on. Amen. You preach until your guts feel like they're going to come out and they still look at you. You try to get them to pray. You do everything you know how to do. Amen. There's a famine in the land. Amen. I said there's a famine in the land. But Brother Savage, this is the land of promise. Help me here. Amen. This is Bethlehem, the house of bread. Amen. This is where God said the land would flow with milk and honey. Come on here. Amen. This is the best country in the world. Amen. I used to think this was the best church in the world. Amen. Until I woke up one day and found out there's a famine in the land. And I wonder about my preacher now. I wonder about the church now. Glory to God. Ain't this good preaching? Hallelujah. I'm talking to you tonight. What do you do when you have a crop failure? Amen. Amen. You can rest assured tonight, crop failures will come. Amen. If you farm long enough and you till the land long enough, you'll have a crop failure. Uh-huh. And Brother Savage, this is the land of promise, Bethlehem. Amen. No doubt to me, it was indeed a sad state of affairs in Bethlehem. Amen. The Bible said there was a famine in the land. Amen. Amen. And to Elimelech. Now you have to understand, don't be too critical of Elimelech until you've done been there. Hello. Amen. Come on. Amen. Elimelech was the head of the household. And it was drilled in him again and again that he's responsible to feed his family. Come on here. Amen. The burden of that responsibility to feed and clothe his family is on his shoulders. Amen. Not on Naomi, it's on his shoulders. And he feels that responsibility. He's got to do something. Come on here. Amen. Amen. And he sits there day after day and he watches the meal barrel as it grows less and less emptied until there is nothing in it. Amen. Come on, what do you do when you have a crop failure? I'm asking the question tonight. Come on here. Amen. What do you do now? Amen. And Elimelech said, well, amen, we've got to do something. Amen. My children is hungry. My wife is hungry. We have no food in the house. Amen. There's nothing left, amen, to feed. Amen. The family or the animals own. Amen. Without food, we'll have no shelter and we'll have no clothes. Amen. It's an abomination for a man not to provide for his own household. Help me, Lord. I wish that this generation would get a hold of that. I lost you on that shuffle. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul the Apostle said, if a man won't work, he won't eat. He ought not to eat. Amen. Help me, Lord. I'm in trouble now. Amen. But Elimelech felt that responsibility to feed his family. Now what does he do? Amen. There's no meal in the barrel. Amen. There's no meat. Come on here. There's no meat hanging in the meat house. Amen. Everything's gone. What do you do when there's a crop failure? Amen. Amen. And especially when you have lived in the land of blessing. Amen. The country. Amen. That has had the blessings of God. Amen. A country where there's been flowing milk and honey. Amen. Great God, help me here. And grapes big as volleyballs. Amen. Glory to God. And bananas big as baseball bats. Amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And now we got a famine in the land. What do you do? Glory to God. We've never had this before. We don't know how to handle it. We don't know what to do with it. Ha 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 ha. Woo! I'm feeling better. Amen. Amen. And so, you go to church and you pray, and there's nothing there. Amen. You get up to sing, and just like beating up against a brick wall, it comes right back and hits you in the face. No response. Nobody sings with you. Nobody stands. Come on here. Nobody else claps their hands. Your singing seemed like to you, you're singing all by yourself. Hey, man, you're in a desolate place. I'll tell you what. Hey, man, there's a famine in the land, my friend. God never promised, amen, that it would be a flowery bed of ease, amen, in life from here to glory. Help me, Lord. And so, Elimelech felt his responsibility. And he had always had the blessings and plenty of food. Now, what do you do? Amen. Amen. But even with all that in mind, it is no excuse or justification for forsaking the land of promise. I've had people tell me our church is dry. I'm going to go where there's, amen, revival fire burning. Somebody else's church. Amen. You better remember, amen, if you go to somebody else's church, it's not your revival. You didn't pray it down. And when you get there, it'll be just as dry to you there as it was at the church where you just left, where you thought was dry. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. That's good preaching. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't like the way things is going. I'm going somewhere else. That's exactly what Elimelech thought. Amen. It's dry here. I'm going to Moab. Praise God. Oh, listen to me tonight. There is no record, amen, that anybody else or any of the others left, amen, and went to Moab. Elimelech and his family is the only ones that left, amen, and went to Moab. Come on here. God said, Moab is my wash pot. Amen, 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 amen. Are y'all listening to me? Help me, Lord. You see, somebody stayed behind. I'm getting to my text. Somebody stayed behind. Somebody, amen, kept on praying. When it was dry as corn shucks, somebody stayed in there. Amen. There might have been a few that left. Elimelech picked up his little ditty bag and headed toward Moab. Amen. But there were some good old saints. Amen. That been through the famine before. And been through the storms before. And been through hardships before. And they said, y'all go ahead if you want. Amen. But we just decided we're going to stick it out. We're going to stay. Praise God. And we're going to pray. Amen. We're going to pray for rain. Praise God. Help me here. We're going to pray for the blessings of God to fall again. We're going to pray for grain in the field. We're going to pray for bread on the table. We're going to pray for God. Amen. To touch His people again. And some stayed, and most, and all but Elimelech and his family stayed and continued to pray for rain. And they tilled the land, and they planted the grain. Amen. Come on here. Are y'all listening to me? Amen. I want to tell you tonight. I want to tell you. Ain't nobody shouting yet, but this will help us tomorrow night. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm just an old country hick that's come to town. I was raised on a farm. I'm a farm boy. Praise God. We used to say this, that, and the tutter. Praise God. Hallelujah. They couldn't understand when we went to school and learned how to spell maters with a T and taters with a P. Amen. Hallelujah. We was raised on the farm. Amen. And I understand that there are certain times in life that you do not know why. Amen. Sometimes God just simply withholds the rain in the natural, and the crops do not get the rain that it needs. Amen. Come on here. Sometimes famines are caused by pestilence. Amen. And grasshoppers and locusts have come through and eat up everything in the country. Amen. Help me here. Oh, I'm feeling God stirring down in the middle of my soul. What do you do when you have a crop failure? Amen. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what we've done on the farm. Amen. Amen. When we had a crop failure 1 year, amen, Papa said we're going to try it again next year, boys. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. In the fall of the year, amen, Papa Waddell, we'd get the old WD-9, amen, diesel tractor at. Amen. Come on here. And hook up the plows in the fall. Amen. And plow up the field. Amen. One of the welfare boys that used to live with us. Amen. Said, Papa, amen, you're wasting your time. Amen. It's nothing but powder out there. The ground is nothing but dust. Amen. We haven't had any rain all year. Amen. But Papa said, yeah, boy. But there's another year coming. Amen. Who knows but what next year might be a bumper crop. Amen. Next year's harvest will make up for this year's failure. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm feeling better now. Some folks, oh, help me, Lord. Some people think that a change of scenery, amen, makes things better. Ain't that a sight? Amen. I know y'all don't have any up here in Ohio, but down in our part of the country, amen, we got what we call church hobos. Amen. They hop from one church to the other. Amen. Come on here. When things kind of settle down after you've had a great revival, they're right in that revival, a hooping and a hollering and running and jumping. But when things kind of settle down, and they always do, come on here. Hey, man, you look around and find them when you need them, and they're gone to some other church. Praise God, that's good preaching. Hallelujah. Hey, man, listen here. If corn is scarce in Canaan, where God has promised to feed us and call it the house of prayer, of bread. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, things are not going to be better in a land which God said His curse is on. Amen. And God said, my blessing is not in Moab. My blessing is in Canaan. My hand is in Bethlehem, Judah. My hand has been that place, amen, that I will supply all of your needs according to your will. Amen. His will and riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
After all, what good is our faith if it's no value to us when we need it? In the time of trials and difficulties and crisis and reverses. Come on here. When you're without a job. Hello? When the bills are due. Amen. When your wife is sick. Amen. Come on here. What good is your faith? Amen. Amen. If it's of no value to you. When you're in a trial. Amen. A crisis. Amen. I want to tell you tonight. Amen. Faith is designed to be tried. Amen. God wants your faith tried. The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible said. Amen. And I want to tell you, amen, faith does not turn and run when there's a famine in the land. Amen. Faith says, glory to God, we'll get up and plant again. We'll plow again. We'll cultivate again. Amen. Come on here. And then we'll pray for rain from the glory world. Amen. That we can have a harvest. I want to tell you, I've had some crop failures. Amen. In my lifetime. Amen. But the best thing to do is turn around. Amen. And plant and plow and cultivate. Amen. And pray for rain again.
Seems incredible to me that the man whose name, his very name means, my God is King. And his wife's name means, pleasant one. Would wind up in such a disastrous condition. in a foreign country. Amen. This is the trauma of a wife and a mother. If you have never lost a husband, you don't understand the emotional that accompanies that. If you've never lost children of your own, you don't understand. Amen. The mental anguish and the grief that accompanies that. Come on here. And here Naomi was in a foreign country and been there for 10 years. Amen. And her husband died. Amen. And her sons that had grown up now. Amen. And they married daughters of the Moabites and they died. Amen. And here she's got 3 cemetery lots in Moab. Come on here. Amen. Glory to God. I'm feeling better. And every day she walks to the cemetery. Amen. And looks at those. God help me. Looks at the grave. Amen. And puts flowers down. And says, oh, Elimelech, I wish you were here. I don't know what to do. Amen. Oh, Mahlon and Chilion, if you were just here to help Mama. Amen. Y'all listen to me. Oh, I love you boys more than you'll ever know. Amen. Oh, and her heart was torn within her. But then the Bible said, glory to God. The Bible said that she heard, amen, that God had visited Bethlehem and giving them bread. Woo! Somebody say amen. I was reading that here a while back and I wondered, amen, who brought her the message? Amen, that they had bread in Bethlehem. Come on here. Amen. And I got to reading some history. Amen. And found out that an angel of God appeared unto her in the land of Moab. Amen. And said, I'm visiting my people over in Bethlehem. Amen. And they've got bread. Bread enough and to spare. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I'm feeling God here. Amen. And here Naomi was in this foreign land with just her 2 daughters-in-law and no grandchildren. Amen. Help me here. And when she heard the message, she said, hey, I'm going home. I am going back to where I come from. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I want to tell you, amen, there's been times, amen, there's been times that I've had people through the years. I've been preaching for 40, 41 years now. Amen. I pastored my first church as a young preacher at the ripe old age of 16 years. Amen. Old codger, wasn't I? Amen. I've seen a lot of things come and go in the church world. My father was a holiness preacher. I was raised in a parsonage. Amen. All of my life, that's all I ever knew was church, church, church. And I've seen a lot of things in church. I've seen church people get mad. Hello? Yeah, I have. I've seen church folks lose their temper. I read a motto one time said, keep your temper. Nobody else wants it. I've seen some folks in the church get stark raving mad. Red in the face and blue behind the gills. Come on here. Amen. Tell somebody off. Give somebody a piece of their mind that they can't afford to give away. Amen. And leave God's house. Come on. Somebody say amen. Oh, and they've gone out into that land of Moab. Amen. I just visited a boy yesterday. Amen. In the hospital. Oh, God. Amen. He's been out of church for several years now. Amen. Amen. 28 or 9 years of age. Amen. Raised in church all of his life. But he got crossways and fell out and got bad and ugly and bitter. Come on here. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. And they said, told him Sunday, after they'd done some tests, they said, you've had a heart attack. Amen. Come on here. 28 or 9 years of age. Amen. Got a heart trouble. Amen. Getting ready to go. Amen. With some more testings or whatever in just another day or two. Amen. But been out of the house of God. Amen. We walked into the hospital room and he said, boy, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you come. Glory to God. I want to tell you tonight, death and destruction is in the land where they went. Amen. She lost her husband. She lost her 2 sons. And the hand of the Lord was against her. Amen. It's always so when we turn from the house of bread. You're sure to reap sorrow and grief. Amen. You lose your song every time. Amen. You're going to find disaster instead of delight. Amen. Jonah ran from the presence of the Lord and wound up, come on, in a raging storm. Amen. In a fish's belly. Amen. Come on. And then he said, amen, out of hell he lifted up his voice and cried unto the Lord. In the fish's belly he turned his face toward Jerusalem as best as he could tell. And he called on God. Come on, are y'all still here? Say amen. Oh, let me tell you. Amen. How come? Amen. There was bread. Amen. Over there in Bethlehem. Amen. Come on here. I can tell you why. Because somebody stayed behind. Amen. Somebody plowed the land. Amen. Somebody, come on. Amen. Somebody got their hand to plow handles. Amen. And went down to the field when it was so dirty and dusty. Amen. And a dust fogged up and choked them. Amen. And they'd heap and cough and heave. Amen. But they stuck at it. Amen. They said, this year could be the year of blessing. This year could be the year of rain. I want to tell you tonight, amen, this could be the year of rain for Franklin, Ohio. Who can tell what God will do? Amen. If they'll just stay, amen, in Bethlehem. Verse 19. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. Isn't it ironic? Bethlehem is house of bread. And it was in Bethlehem where Jesus was born. And did he not say, I am the bread of life? So too went to Bethlehem, to the house of bread. And to their surprise, when they got to Bethlehem, amen, from that long journey down across the mountain range, oh, y'all listen to me, the other side of the Dead Sea, they came from Moab. And that long journey through the Judean hills, amen, and desert and wilderness, amen, they came tired and exhausted and weary and worn out, amen. And when they started into the city of Jerusalem, city of Bethlehem, they expected to see a city that was laid in waste and ruins. They thought when they left Bethlehem, everybody had to close up shop. Amen. But to their surprise, I said to their surprise, when they got back to Bethlehem, and come to the gates of the city. Amen. They looked around and it was hustling and bustling. Amen. The merchants were busy. Glory to God. There were shops open everywhere. Business as usual. Meat was hanging on the racks. Glory to God. They passed a pastry shop. Amen. And bread and pastries is only, amen, them folks now know how to cook and bake. Amen. To the delight. Come on here. Of every sweet tooth in the country. And they looked and said, wow. Amen, I would have never dreamed it would be like this now. Amen, and I've seen folks leave church. Amen, and a few years later, they come back to the house of God. They thought their church was going to close up and lock their doors when they left. But when they come back for a visit, amen, the glory of God was still falling. Amen, saints were shouting. The songs of victory and the dance was still there. The music was still playing. Saints of God still was testifying. Amen. The preacher was still preaching. And God was still moving. I want to tell you today. Amen. What do you do when you have a crop failure? You plow. And you cultivate. And you plant. And you pray for rain. When Naomi got back to Bethlehem, I'm going to lose you on this shuffle. She tried to transfer the responsibility and the blame of her being in Moab over on God. I went out full, but I come back empty. God was against me. God never told her to leave. They left. Glory to God. There ain't no folks like that. No how. I know. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Here they are. Amen. Oh, she said, why? It's God's fault the way I am the way I am. It's God's fault because I don't have any victory. Had a fellow got on the outside. Amen. With some of the folks in the church and some of his own kin folks and family. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all don't have none of them out here either. And so he laid home. Amen. I knew what was wrong with him. Amen. And my wife said to me one day, said, honey, aren't you going to go see so-and-so? And I said, no. No, I'm not. Hello? I knew what was wrong with him. I said, I'll go when the Lord speaks to my heart to go. But I said, he's licking his wounds right now. And he's mad. Help me, Lord Jesus, I'm in trouble. Ain't doing no good to go visit him right now. He's just fuming. He's fuming. He's waiting for me to show up on the door. He'll unload on me and tell me it's my fault because he's out of church. And I didn't have a thing to do with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Amen. That's what Naomi was trying to do. She said, it's God's fault. Amen. Amen. I'm bitter now. My name should be Pleasant One. Amen. But I'm bad. I'm mad. Amen. I'm sad. I'm bitter. Amen. Don't speak to me. I'll bite you. Praise God. Amen, brother. Amen. I've seen folks in church that... Amen. You tiptoe around. Amen. I'm the pastor of the church where I'm at. I've been there 20 years, Brother Collins. Amen. 20 years, that same congregation. Of course, we've had some come, some go, but glory to God, I'm still there. Hallelujah. Amen. I can tell you when they come in the church door, amen, they've had a fuss before they got here. I mean, they got that scowl on their face. They got that expression, don't you say nothing to me, I'll smack you. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Needing to worry about me bothering you. Glory to God. Come on here. Amen. Hallelujah. You can tell. You can tell. Amen. Whenever they come in church, they haven't prayed this week. Amen. They don't have any joy. They don't have any victory. They are mad. Amen. They're as mad as a hornet. Amen. After you take a stick and into that hornet's nest and jaggle it around a few times. Amen. You better run. You better run. You're going to get a stinging of your life, my friend. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. My name is Savage, and I guess Brother Alvin Dover knows me pretty well. Brother Chiflet, and they both knew my father. But I took after my mother. My father was a very solemn fellow. Amen. Very few times you ever caught Daddy in a laughing, joyful mood. Once in a while, he is sober. I mean, it was all business with Daddy. Whoo! Come on here. My mother, amen, her folks, I blame it on them. Her folks is the pranksters. Amen. You didn't know that, did you, Brother Cox? I mean, she'd love to play a trick on you. Amen. And I got a little bit of that. Yeah. And I enjoy it, too. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Amen. Not too long ago, I had a fella come into church, and he was crossways. I mean, and usually, when they're that way, I just kind of say, how you doing? And just go right on by. Amen. But I just had an urge. Help me, Lord. Amen. And I stopped and grabbed him by the hand and went to shaking it like you would a water pump out in the backyard trying to get it primed.
Come on, we know.
Hey, amen. He looked at me bug-eyed and he said, what's wrong with you? I said, ain't nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just kept right on pumping his arm. Amen. Directly, I got a grin out of him. Hallelujah. I said, well, you must be doing better now. Hallelujah. But some folks come to church mad. They come to church out of sorts. Amen. Mad as hornets. You wouldn't think people would come to church like that, but they do. I've seen them get mad while the preacher's preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And the longer he preached, the better they got. And sometimes when I see that happening, I just preach as long as I can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Naomi said, I'm bitter. I'm bitter. I'm bitter. I'm mad. Amen. I went out here full. And I've come back empty. Hand of God's been against me ever since I left here. Amen. Amen. Don't even speak to me. That's what she was saying. Amen. Don't talk to me. Don't call me. Don't call me Naomi. Don't speak to me. Amen. Don't even talk to me. I know I've been gone a long time. Yeah, y'all did. Y'all recognized who I am. I'm surprised you even said hello. But I'm mad. Don't bother me. Don't touch me. Amen. Amen. Woo, help me, Lord. You ever seen some of those flowers that's called touch me nots? Amen. You touch them and the bloom falls off. I've had a few of them in church. They look real pretty till you say something to them. Barrr! Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Praise God. Hope it sun shines on you tomorrow. Praise God. Hello, glory to God. I know this ain't camp meeting preaching tonight. Amen, but I'm trying to get to you to understand, amen, that not everybody goes to Moab. Amen, just because there's a famine that comes through the land. Amen, come on here. Hallelujah. Amen, you're going to come back to Bethlehem after a while, and you're going to need some bread. And you're going to need some meat hanging in the, amen, in the meat house. Amen, and you're going to come on here. You're going to need a house to live in. And you're going to need a field to, amen, to plow. Amen, so we're just going to stay right here. And we're going to plant again. And we're going to pray for rain. And God will send us rain. Amen, and we're going to have bread again. Praise God. The Bible said that they came. Last verse.
Okay, another hour and a half. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. Best time in a year to go in the time of barley harvest. I mean, everybody's working and busy. Amen. Getting in the grain. Come on here. I want to tell you something. Would y'all let me just share with you a personal testimony of our church at home? Amen. We went through two or three of the most difficult years. Amen. In our church at home than we've ever had in the 20 years that I've been there. Amen. Amen. I mean, it seemed like everything went backwards and went wrong that could go wrong. Y'all never seen anything like that, have you? You do all you know how to do. Come on here. Amen. You pray, you preach, you talk, you cry, you weep. Amen. Amen. You do everything. You talk to people until your eyeballs bulge out. Amen. Trying to get them to stay in church. Come on. Amen. Amen. We had lost down. We used to have a huge choir of young people. We lost our young people down to where we didn't even have enough saved young people's living right to make a good quartet. Y'all listen to me. Amen. Backsliders. Some moved off. Amen. But some just flat out quit. Backslid. Lost out with God. Went to Moab. Amen. Come on. Amen. As most all of y'all know, amen. I lost my son last year. Amen. The month of June of last year. Amen. That was a difficult year for my wife and myself. Amen. And 30 days before that, she lost her mother. Amen. And her father's been gone for 2 years. My dad's been gone for 13 years. Amen. Hey, are y'all listening to me? And the church just seemed like we're just going down and down and down. Amen. You get up and preach your guts out. Amen. Couldn't get nobody to say amen hardly. Come on here. I mean, Brother Cox knows. He's been there, I'm sure. Amen. In the years he's been preaching, just seemed like the words that you, amen, preach, just go out there and get right the other side of the pulpit and just fall and hit the ground. Amen. Just dry. Amen. Come on. Y'all say, somebody say amen. Amen. We got a Christian school. Amen. We had an insurgence last year, in the last school year, of rebellion in our school kids that we have never had before. I mean, there's a bunch of devils. Help me, Lord. I mean, I put a bunch of them on probation. Amen. I wound up suspending some, and they expelled one. Amen. He was a devil on wheels. Amen. Stuart. Y'all know Stuart. Amen. I mean, he got full of the devil. Amen. I said, boy, you are out. O-U-T. Out. You hear me? Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. My grandchildren. Amen. Amen was out. Amen. My oldest grandson just turned 18 this past Sunday. Amen. He went in the wrong direction, Brother Collins. Amen. He had been a good boy. Amen. We had raised him just about in church. Amen. Been a good, mild-mannered boy, but he got out. Amen. Got in the wrong crowd. Come on. Amen. His brother followed him. Amen. And here they went. And I thought, my God, what in the world is happening? We're in a desperate situation. Y'all listen to me. I mean, there was a famine in the land. Amen. The devil said to me, Savage, you might as well quit. Shut your Bible. Amen. You lost your children. Your grandchildren's gone. Come on here. Your church is going down. Amen. Fold her up. You're washed up. Glory to God. Help me here. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. In the month of April the 16th, we started a revival with Brother J.R. Alexander. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Right here at Dayton. Amen. The power of God fell in that church on the second night of that revival meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. And God. Woo! God spoke.
amen, to messing over church through tongues and interpretation. Y'all believe in that?
Yes.
Praise God. And God said, this is your time for visitation, saith God. I will visit you with a mighty outpouring of my Spirit. Prepare thine heart, for the Lord will do great things among his people. My power shall be manifested in your midst, and it shall be my doing, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we've done like everybody else does. Whenever there's tongues interpretation, we lifted our hands and praised God for about a minute. And it was right back as usual. But the next night, hallelujah, glory to God, Brother J.R. never got to preach hardly any of the rest of that 3.5 weeks revival. Hallelujah. The power of God just fell in that place. A visitation like we have never had. Glory be to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Little did we know how great an outpouring that God really had in store for us. When our hands were down and the dust had fogged around us and we were coughing and choking, but though we had still plowed and planted and prayed for rain with no avail, but God came on the scene and got in the middle of it, and revival came to Massanova Pentecostal Church. Brother Alvin come over a night or two. But the second night God had spoke to us, the third night it came. And it started out, and the power of God fell in that service. Greatest move, God, we've ever had. Greatest move I've ever seen in all my years of preaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Conviction just fell in that place. I mean, it just fell. Glory to God. Holy Ghost conviction. Sin convicting conviction just fell in that place. Amen. When I went to export for graduation up there, amen, somebody asked me, said, Brother Savage, what did you do different, amen, for that revival to come than you had done in previous revivals? I said, the only thing I can tell you is God said it was His time for visitation. Amen. We had plowed, and we had planted, and we had cultivated, and we had prayed for rain. Glory to God. And God said, I'll do it now.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Sinners would come to church, amen, starting the third night, and they'd sit in that seat for not more than 3 to 5 minutes at the most, even if they came in late. Amen. They would not sit there any longer at the most, and tears would start running down their cheeks. Hallelujah. Sometimes they'd kneel right there in their seats and get saved. Sometimes they'd get up and make a beeline to the altar. You never knew what God was doing. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. Woo! After the first week, amen, amen, them young people that got saved from the third night through the seventh night, amen, well, it's like a whole Holy Ghost posse. Amen. When anybody come in that church unsaved or needed to pray and wasn't where they ought to be with God, I mean, it'd be like a dozen of them. I mean, brother, it was dangerous. One of the men of my church, amen, reached over and whispered and said, you need to put a sign outside. I said, what kind of sign? He said, you need to put a sign outside. Enter at your own risk. The environment inside is dangerous to worldly living. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. All three of my grandsons got prayed through. Hallelujah. And God filled them with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And tonight, Rick is preaching. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I want to tell you, God's still on the throne. I said, what God needs is somebody to stay behind and plow again and plant the seed
Amen. And cultivate the land. And pray for Holy Ghost rain to fall.
Three and a half weeks later, amen, best we could tell, 35 to 40 prayed through and got saved. 30 or 31 had got the Holy Ghost.
What do you do when you have a crop failure? I'll tell you what you do. You don't pick up your little ditty bag and head for Moab. Amen. You buckle down and get the plow in your hands. And you plow again. And you pray again. And you plan again.
Four and five and six would get saved every night. Six, seven, and eight would get the Holy Ghost. I never seen nothing like it. My oldest grandson, named Ricky, before he got saved, he was not a public speaker. Now he's got some of the mischievous of his grandfather, but he would not get up in front of anybody and do anything. He was timid when it comes to a crowd. Amen. Get him on one and one. Now, I mean, he's a monkey. But the night Ricky got the Holy Ghost, amen, down at the altar, amen, about long in there at our church, power of God came on him. He fell over backwards in the middle of the floor between the altar and the front seat. Amen. On his back. Both hands went straight up in the air. Both feet went straight up in the air. He had cowboy boots on. Amen. And there he was, laying flat on his back. Amen. In front of the whole church. And all of his buddies. Now, Ricky was a very proud boy. I mean, every hair had to be in place. I mean, everything in his clothing had to be just right. But when God got through with him that night, he laid there in the floor flat of his back, his hands up in the air and his feet and cowboy boots straight up in the air, shaking like a rabbit that had been shot with a shotgun. Amen. Glory to God. Speaking in a heavenly language. Hallelujah. That nobody up there could understand but God. Oh, somebody say hallelujah. The best I can tell you is it just fell. Amen. God said, I will visit you. Amen. Time for visitation. Amen. Bless my soul. Who can tell what might break out here? Amen. On Roberts Road. Amen. Here in Franklin. Ohio. Oh, God, do it again. Praise God. Backsliders got saved. Sinners that never been saved got saved. People got the Holy Ghost that never had the Holy Ghost. We brought trash cans. And they started bringing their stuff they had picked up in Moab. Before it was over, we had over two 55-gallon drums full of stuff that they had thrown away. Somebody say amen. I mean sinful habits. Wicked habits. Rock and roll tapes. Country western tapes. Nobody told them to bring it. The Holy Ghost just told them to do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Contemporary. Ooh, help me here now. I'm in trouble. I shouldn't say this here in Ohio. I know it. Amen. But contemporary, what they call contemporary gospel. Amen. Is hardly good for hound dogs to howl by. Glory to God. Woo! That's good preaching, Brother Savage. They brought them and throwed them away. Amen. Boxes of books of all kinds. Amen. Bad books, nasty books, filthy books.
race car books. Come on here. Comic books. Funny books.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Are y'all listening to me? Yeah. Amen. Love story romance books. Amen. And fiction novels of all kind. They brought them and dumped them in the trash. Praise God. Pornography and posters. Amen. That were wicked. And amen. Playing cards and jewelry and rings and earrings. Praise God. Hallelujah. We had revival in our church at home. Amen. Amen. One young girl, teenager, brought a bottle of wine and said, I want to throw this away. I said, put her in there. Amen. We know what to do with it. Amen. Come on here. Amen. They brought shorts and immodest apparel and clothing of all kinds by the bags. Families got rid of their TVs. Glory to God, and their movies. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. And they get up and, amen, they'd ask each other to forgive them. Amen. For the bad things they'd said about them. Praise God. I want to tell you, what do you do when you have a crop failure? Amen. You pray for rain. And you plow the ground. And you plant the seed. And believe God. Amen. To do the rest.
Sister Dorothy Horton, she's an older lady. She's in her 60s. Brother Roy Horton's wife, Brother Cox will remember. He's been a very sickly man the last several years with his heart condition. Sister Horton was one of the finest, holy, godly women you have ever seen in your life. I've been their pastor for 20 years. I have never, ever seen her do any more than just raise her hand and say, praise the Lord. Godly woman. Live good. Not a mark on her life anywhere. Praise God. The second night, the second week of that revival, you ought to have been there, Brother Cox. Amen. I looked around. And Sister Dorothy Horton was coming out of her seat. I said, I wonder what she's going to do. She has never, ever done anything. Amen. Especially during a church service meeting. She got out of her seat. And when she got to the end of the pew, amen, she turned on her heels and wheeled down that middle aisle running. Amen. I mean, everything broke up that night in meeting. Every one of her children took off after her. Her grandchildren took off after her. Amen. Her great-grandchildren run after her. Amen. That's as far as that meeting got. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, when God tells you, amen, to hold on, amen, and trust Him, amen, just keep on plowing. Amen. Harvest times are coming. Amen. It may be barley harvest before some get back to the house of God. But keep plowing and keep planting and keep praying for rain. Over 3 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, I was praying in my house one day seeking the Lord. Amen. For my own personal experience. Just want to draw closer to God. And while I was praying, the Holy Ghost spoke to me 3 to 4 years ago. Things weren't too bad then. Spirit spoke to my heart. And the Holy Ghost said, sanctify yourself. Get ready for your own heart. I'm going to give an outpouring in the church. Had it not been for that promise, Alvin Dover, I'd have resigned numbers of times. Help me here. I'd have pulled up stakes and said, y'all can have her. Do whatever you want to with her. Whatever time. Amen.
I'd remember the promise that the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart. And I said, I'm going to plow one more time. And I'm going to pray for rain one more time. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Listen to me, folks. If y'all got a good pastor, amen, tell him how much you think of him. Some of you better not tell him how much you think of him. You love your pastor, tell him you love him. He needs that. He needs that. I said he needs that. Amen. For when the devil's, amen, cramming a bunch of stuff in his ears, amen, he needs somebody to come by and say, hey, Brother Savage, we're holding your hands up. Amen. Hang on. God's going to see us through. Glory be to God. Let's plow again. Let's plant some more seed. Amen. I know we had a crop failure last year. Amen. It's had one of the deadest meetings we've ever had yet. Glory to God. But glory, glory, glory. Amen. Who can tell? This will be the year of rain. Praise God. Somebody say amen. And I've got a hush and I've preached over time and too long now. Amen. Oh, but let me tell you. Amen. Brother Cox said he wasn't out of stuff. He's just out of time. Amen. But I want to tell you, God is doing things among His people. Amen. Now you can do what you want to. You can pick up your little ditty bag and head for Moab if you will. But you'll lose, my friend. You'll lose. Amen. You're heading for trouble and disaster and shipwreck. Amen. Somebody stay. Somebody plow. Amen. Somebody get behind the plow. Hold steady. Plant the seed. Cultivate the land. Amen. And pray for rain to come.
Here it is. First night of camp meeting. What kind of preaching is that? Well, I want to tell you, it's just what I had on my heart for this service. Amen. And the best thing you can do is get on your knees somewhere and say, God, I'm going to give another round. I've had trouble this year like I ain't never had before, but I'm just going to give her another round. I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. Tomorrow may be worse than anything I've had yet to face. But I'm just going to try it one more time. Praise God. Holy, 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 holy. Somebody say glory to God. Amen. I don't know what this camp meeting's going to bring. Amen. But bless God. Amen. We're going to give her all we got. Amen. We're going to worship God. We're going to sing. Amen. Until the chandeliers rattle with the glory and the praises of God. We're going to pray until the heavens, amen, give rain and thunder rolls and God sheds His blessings upon us. It's your turn now. What are you going to do with your crop failure? Close up shop. Go home, forget it. I'm going to give a different altar call tonight. I'm not going to ask for sinners to come, though they're welcome to come if they like. But if the good saints that are here in this first night of camp meeting, you feel like there's a crisis in your life or in your church, amen. Does anybody here want to plow? Does anybody here want to plant? Who can tell what the Lord will do? Who can tell what the Lord will do? Andari bikili andara bakusa bakatai. Grandaru bakuli andara bahaya. Holy. Holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Oh God,
Oh, God, come on. Come on, saints of the Lord. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon us. Hallelujah, it is time to seek the Lord. Oh, God. Break up the fallow ground. Oh, God. Do a fresh work. Oh, God, do a fresh work in our hearts. Break us up. Oh, God, we want to plow one more furrow. We want to plow one more time in the field. Oh, God, give us the desire to put some more seeds in the ground and plant for the glory of God. Lord, would you come and rain water upon us. Oh, God, give us rain from heaven tonight. Rain in this camp meeting. Rain in this church, Lord. Rain in every church that's represented here. Glory to God. Oh, God, give us a harvest. A plentiful harvest. A bountiful harvest. Bumper crop, Lord. Oh, God, we plowed when it was dry. Oh, God, we planted when there was no avail. We prayed for rain without an answer. Oh, God, we're going to pray again. And we're going to plow again. We'll plant again. And trust you, Lord. Oh, God, our heart and faith is anchored in you. Glory to God in the name of the Lord. Glory, 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 glory.